We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
534, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. Steelers are done getting ready for the Vikings.
That's it.
They wrap things up today. Jim Colony was our man on the scene. He caught up with TJ Watt before the day was done.
Like I said, those guys deserve a lot of credit for being able to get on the moving train, like you said, and make plays for us.
Oh, I'm sorry, TJ. You must have seen like a ton of different practices.
This better be a good one here.
That kind of sucks. That's my question, too. Unabated the interview subject. Yeah.
No, you must have. See, now I forgot my question.
He interrupted the best defensive player in football right now to ask a question, and then
forgot the question. And he got called for it. TJ Watt, he's reading his keys on the field. He's feeling very confident in the interview setting.
And it was right on the heels of Jim producing an incredible moment with Tomlin after Sunday's game.
That just brought peals of laughter from one Ronald Cook.
Just yes.
Hee-haws, guffaws. He cracked the cookie code.
Sorry, based on the way TJ played today, is he going to practice ever again?
Yes, and there won't be music either.
But I hear...
This is like a guy at Augusta shooting an opening round 64 and coming out the next day and
shooting
putting
80.
It in. What's that guy's creek?
Ray's.
Ray's creek, two or three times, shooting 78.
So wait a minute, though. But Watt laughed.
Oh, so you'd think this is a win for Jim?
Oh, I think it is. I think even when it
unintentional
seems
unintentional
like,
win?
Yes. He stepped in.
He's failing up.
He stepped in you know what and came out wearing a brown suit.
Reinvented again.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
TJ Watt took it with a touch of humor.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. No, wait. No, it's not. Fan hotline brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. We have Jim Colony on the hotline right now. Jim?
Yeah, it's about time you gave me a chance to talk here. And
so what?
It
it's about time we
funny,
gave you, we afforded you the same luxury you refused to afford TJ Watt?
All right. Let me, I don't know if I can explain this correctly. The way they have things configured, okay, is that there's a media availability. We're all there with masks on, except for the player who's talking. So that's a little contradictory, but hey, you know, we all get tested all the time. And so there are, it's like, it's an aisle. Where there are, you know, half of us are on one side, half of us are on the other. We're supposed to be 6 feet away from the speaker. And so the question was asked that he was answering that you guys played was asked by our good friend Will Graves. And I thought that he had finished answering the question.
Clearly.
Because it's no, he's facing the other way. There's a train going through, of course, because that's what always happens. You know, that train that he talked about, that everybody's talking about when there's a train going by. Anyway, I thought I'm listening, and I thought he was done answering. And then I started asking a question. And then I guess I talk loud because I'm old, I'm in radio, and my ears are shot. And somebody kind of looks over, and TJ does. And I'm going, I didn't even know what the problem was. I thought he had stopped answering the question. I'm looking around like, what did I do? And he's looking at me and I'm going, and then you heard that it better be a good one. And it actually was okay because I asked him about, you know, you've seen a number of different blocking schemes, guys try to stop you. you know, what, you know.
But it sounded like there was number one, self-deprecation, where you said it's going to suck like most of my questions, I think is what I overheard, according to the transcript the Steelers sent out.
I did say that.
The transcript says, yes, it says, it sucks like my questions usually do, okay? And then, and then it sounds like, okay, now it put pressure on you, and for a minute there you had a brain fart and couldn't remember
I did for a few seconds, and I kind of went, well, there was another guy that, well, Chris is not a big fan of, who kind of did the same thing, actually.
No, that doesn't really narrow the room down there, Jim, when you say that.
I got
that.
About six reporters in my head when you say that.
Okay, but anyway, I sort of threw that out there because I did temporarily kind of forget where I was going, because all of a sudden everybody's like, look, you know, I'm going like, what did I do? Now, in my defense, okay, and you can check with him on this, is that after the whole TJ interview dispersed, and by the way, I did not dare ask another question after that.
Smart.
That Brian Batko,
veteran reporter,
okay, a very loose, you know, he's a very intelligent young man. You know, he goes, what did Jim do? Because he was right next to me, and he thought the same thing I did. Mm. That he had finished answering a question. You know, it's just kind of funny how I do all this stuff. Now, everybody expects me to do something funny or stupid or, you know, whatever.
But the beauty of you is that even with that expectation, you always manage to surprise in sort of a new and novel way.
Yep.
Like, this is something I hadn't heard before. And then I think it speaks to Watt's, like, you know, appreciation of you. He doesn't actually get mad. He goes, it better be a good one, and he's busting chops.
Yes. You put him over.
But, you know, and quite honestly, Chris, that's one of the things that I kind of miss about, you know, let's just say that had happened in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the thing disperses. And then I go back over and we just kind of talk it out a little bit and kind of, you know, have kind of a good thing. But that's why, at least in this instance, even though, geez, I haven't been in the locker room since, 2019, he at least looks over me and goes, oh, there's that goofy old guy kind of thing, where there's a recognition involved. And then he knows that, and I, again, self-deprecation here, but he knows that I'm there, I know what I'm talking about, that he knows like I'm a, you know, somebody that he's seen around.
That's not self-deprecation at all. You're patting yourself on the back right now.
He's allowed.
That wasn't.
He knows Johnny come lately.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean, but I don't think that was self-deprecating to say he knows who I am. He knows.
But
that
when
I
Jim
do a good
says,
job.
"Yeah, my questions," you know, most of my questions
that was
suck,
self-deprecating.
That's self-deprecating, and Watt knows that it's
that was
funny.
Very well done.
The whole joke
it was
being,
disarming.
True, by the
Jim
way.
Jim is good at asking questions and does know his stuff. You know what's the most impressive part of it, Jim, in that interview setting? Even though you've done a million of these kind of things. When you lose your train of thought, to be able to get it back that quickly,
great point,
is a huge
train
thing.
Train of thought. I know that whole train thing, like getting on the moving choo train, choo. And mm-hmm. you know, and all that, because the train going by in the middle of Tomlin's news conference yesterday a couple times was actually pretty funny.
Jim, which interaction,
when he actually had to stop?
Which interaction did you like better?
Oh, that's a great question.
The TJ Watt one from today, or getting that unbelievable guffaw after the answer from Tomlin?
There is absolutely no, it's not even close. It's the cook cackle. it was just. It was just funny. But, hey, you know what? More to the point here, and I heard you guys talking about this earlier.
Yes, because our interviews with you focus so much on getting to a certain point.
Yeah, thank you for reeling us back in, Jim. We really do appreciate that.
Yeah, and Chris, before you ask, the answer is spaghetti.
Did you lose your train of thought again?
No, TJ Watt, he may get screwed again here, because I heard you talking about with Trayvon Diggs. And he's got 9 interceptions. He's got 2 for touchdowns. And his team has a better record than the Steelers, at least for now. And I don't know what more TJ Watt can do to be the defensive player of the year.
I think he's going to win that one, actually, Jim. I don't think Diggs is going to win it.
If he sets the sack record, I think he's a shoo-in.
I think if he even gets to 20 sacks, he's almost a shoo-in, just for the round number's sake. I do think he's going to get that award. I think he'll – if they get to like 9-7-1 – and he ends up with the sack record, I think he will have been somewhat screwed on the MVP discussion.
He won't get the MVP, but he'll get
it only. He'll solely get it. Won't get it because Brady's going to get it.
Yeah.
At this rate, Mac Jones may get it. But T.J. Watt. It's just, you know, and the stuff that his teammates said about him today, and you guys have probably played some of it with Ben and with, you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick actually yesterday. And it's just what he does. And see, the thing that I'm looking at here is that there were 2.5 games that he's missed, right? I mean, he missed 2 games altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And then the game, I can't remember exactly when he went out against the Raiders, but the Steelers were either...
It was in the first quarter.
It was early enough.
It was in the first quarter,
it was
I
early
think,
enough.
Or early second.
Right, but it was either within a field goal or they were, I don't think they were ahead, but I think it was like 3-0 or whatever. And but it was a 3-0 game and could have been worse if he wasn't making plays. And so they went on to lose that game, and they lost the 2 games that he missed altogether. So they're 0-3 without him. And the stuff that he's done, you know, in 9.5 games, it's incredible. And he's liable to do it, you know, when you look at the teams that he's facing coming up,
mm-hmm.
that sack record is definitely within reach. Especially because, and I wrote this in the story that, I mean, I don't think that Lamar Jackson in the final game of the season, and T.J. Watt is going to have to play, right? That's going to be a game of significance.
Yes.
As long
if the
as
the Steelers are clinched in playoff position, then I will be dumbfounded, to say the least.
Oh, but, well, I can't see that happening. But anyway,
yes.
Let's just say for the sake of argument, he plays every game, and the Ravens have to play two, and Lamar Jackson has to play two for whatever reason. He's not going to lie down like Brett Favre did for Michael Strahan, and yet he won't have to because we saw what happened on Sunday. You know, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Jim, I have a question for you. I don't mean to cut you off on the T.J. Watt.
Yes, you do.
Actually, I do. That's why I did it.
No, that's right. I want to talk about Trump and golf against Roethlisberger.
No, Mac Jones. Mac Jones's name came up, and we have made the joke many times. Could such and such team beat Alabama with Chris Muller at quarterback? Is Mac Jones's game last night, just for how little he was asked to do, throwing the football and moving, he was asked to turn and hand the ball off 40-odd times.
And the defense knew it was coming on every play.
Right, but still, right. It was just take
and it was the number one defense in the NFL, if you go by the stats.
Is that the closest we'll ever see to having a game where somebody could say, hey, the average Joe could do what Mac Jones did? I don't think we're ever going to see one in the modern era closer. Like, I'm not saying the average Joe can actually take a snap and successfully hand the ball off. You'd screw it up.
Nope.
But in principle, it's the closest you'd ever get to that.
One pass in the first half.
Maybe. I understand what you're saying, but then you just answered my rebuttal when you continued, because if anybody has ever, okay, go ahead and put your hand underneath the butt of an NFL center and take a snap and see how much your hand hurts. I've never done it. I'm just assuming that it's going to hurt. but seriously.
I know.
You know, and then, like you said, having to pivot, having to maintain, and then hand the ball off cleanly. No, the average Joe could not do it. But
speaking of Joes, this Joe Hayden thing, and I did not expect, because of the nature of the short week, for him to come back and play against the Vikings. But we were talking about this earlier. I think if Hayden had gotten a contract extension like Watt, he'd be playing right now because he would be secure. He would know the money was guaranteed, but he's got to think about himself right now as a 32-year-old cornerback that's playing for another contract. And I said to Chris and Arthur, I don't think he wants to put bad tape out there, and frankly, I can't blame him. And the reason why I feel more comfortable saying that is because for the last 3 weeks, Tomlin keeps implying that he's going to come back and play.
Well, you know what? I'd like to think, okay, and this is a guy, I don't know Joe Hayden, okay? I mean, I know him from talking to him in the locker room. But I can't imagine that would be his thought process. And I'm just going on the assumption here that if you're and somebody's calling me, I don't know who the hell it is. My wife. Wait, how the hell is that happening? There's like, that's got to be like a butt dial from the other room. She knows I'm on the radio. But anyway,
maybe she's listening and wants you to wrap it up here or something.
this is unbelievable. I don't know what's just happening here. But where was I? Oh, Hayden.
Yep.
He's a professional. I'm going on the assumption that the guy's got a mid foot sprain. That's like a big deal for a cornerback.
I know, but Tomlin keeps saying, we think he keeps making it sound like they're going to have him available, and he never plays.
He kind of said that after the game on Sunday. I'm just extrapolating here that with a game on, I'm trying to avoid using the word assumption, that that because the game was going to be on Thursday, that there's no way that he's playing this week. And then based on what we saw today, and again, there's no official designation for out or whatever, but he did not practice. And
so what is today? Give our listeners, without getting yourself in trouble with the Steelers, what happens when there's a game on Thursday and you only have one game to get ready?
One day.
Thank you.
Well, they didn't. They really didn't do. Your. Hang on a second. Your phone is calling me. She doesn't even know what I'm talking about. I don't even know where her phone is. She left it at work. Mm. I think I know what's happening. Somebody picked up her phone at work
and is calling
me to let me know that her phone is there.
There you go.
Okay.
Sherlock
Colony.
He's figured out the case. Mystery solved.
Right, I pissed off TJ Watt. Now I pissed off you guys.
No, you haven't.
This is vintage.
So what happens? They just walk around at practice when they only have one day to get ready because they're still worn out from.
That's geez, you just want me to commit a practice violation, don't you?
That's another Virgin Colony practice report violation.
Okay, thank you very much. They really can't do much. They really can't. This is one of those deals where the rest is better than the alternative, you know. Ben did full practice, right? I can tell you that because he was out there. So that's the way they have to do it. But another story I have going up tomorrow is about Witherspoon, who, you know, the last time we saw or the previous time we saw him, he was getting roasted by Henry Ruggs. And then he went back into the, I don't know if it was the doghouse, but now that he finally knows the defense, you know, he says he's more comfortable. And the Steelers, I mean, he was among the, you know, the few down the liners that were really good in the last game.
Like
LeGlue. And he's going to have to be good again.
Like our buddy John LeGlue. Don't forget about him. Give LeGlue his props.
Right. And no, Montrevious Adams, the rock in the middle. Mm.
Do you think?
Don't even do it.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Jim.
I lost the start.
Before
I was
going to
say,
you run,
do you think LeGlue has a chance to stick with this team,
oh,
Jim?
Oh, God. Before we let you run to eat spaghetti, Malzie.
Oh, you didn't really say that.
Yeah, he did. Before we let you run, tell Jim what you're doing tonight. I want to see if he approves.
Jim, I'm going to see Jason Isbell out at Robert Morris's event center, the UPMC center out there. Big fan of his music. I think you would at least know who he is, right? You're familiar with?
Actually, you know what? I heard you talking about this earlier on my way home from Steelers.
Okay.
I had no idea who this guy
is. All right,
so country rock, like, kind of thing. Alex, we were supposed to go to this pre-pandemic, and then the pandemic waylaid the whole thing. And then I mentioned to Alex like 3 days ago, I said, hey, honey, you remember we have tickets to Jason Isbell Tuesday night? She goes, really? Not a fan of his. Doesn't really know his music at all, but was going to go with me, you know, a couple years ago.
So she backs out.
She says, can you find somebody else who wants to go? So I text Gentilly. I say, hey, you want to go? He goes, I'll go if nobody else will, but try to find somebody that actually is a fan of his music. I said, okay.
Strike one.
I go to Joe Starkey, who I think would probably like it. He goes, hold on, let me listen to his songs. 5 minutes later, yes, Malzy, I'd love to go. Let me see if Susie will let me, you know, if I can make it work.
Nope,
can't make it work.
Strike two.
Alex said, you should ask my friend, Lauren. It's Alex's best friend. I said to her, I said, hey, you want to go to this concert? She goes, let me listen to his music. She again listens, goes, yeah, that's right up my alley. I'll go. I say, perfect, we're going. I'm going,
Jim,
to the concert with my wife's best friend of like 17 years. Actually, longer than that.
I heard that. Okay, let me just take a straw poll. Okay.
Yeah.
And she has no idea where I'm going with this.
Okay.
If we had tickets to a concert and you didn't want to go, would you let me go with Teen?
Mm-hmm.
With Teen, with Sharon.
Oh yeah.
Sharon, sure.
Done.
We're good.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you, Linda.
You know what? I asked Kelly from Star about this. She had a very interesting answer. She said, first of all, she would let her husband Mark go with, say, her, you know, with Alista, one of her girlfriends. However, she said it would demand an intervention. I go, what do you mean? She goes, it would be a time for me to explain to him that he needs to go get more guy friends.
I just don't have enough guy friends who like or were available to go see Jason.
You need
Isbell.
To cast a broader net of guy friends. You need to get out there and find some friends. I don't know if there's a Bumble for guys finding guys, but you need to find guys to hang out with, Chris.
I mean, I could have asked my next door neighbor who I've become friends with, but he's got two kids.
Who cares? There's a wife involved. There's babysitters. That should have been your first move.
No, I mean, you know, having said all that, I mean, you guys are right. I mean, who would I ask? Like Jeff? You know, Tim Benz, Hagman? You know what I mean? I'd probably go that route. But no, Linda would trust me with Sharon.
Yeah, but I can't
imagine. but she can't imagine she'd go to a concert with me. Okay.
All right.
So wait, do you not count Kenny Chesney as a concert?
I don't know. Now we're arguing. Jeez, all right. trying to drive a wedge between us.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7, The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexner, North Huntington, Uniontown. Jim, enjoy the spaghetti. We'll talk again tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.